Scout Wags and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, officially official, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate at so many levels. And this week we apologize profusely for last week's episode.
In episode?
I can't
talk. In episode.
In aptitude?
Tonight, what is the most ever?
Yes.
We run down a list of rumors that we totally didn't steal from another website, WDW News.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Well, I wasn't gonna plug
we
it.
Find out why Jake's brain unconsciously identifies the shittiest piece of Panda Express and saves it for last. No.
Oh.
You got issues. Main topic.
That's
we add topic. Things to rides to piss people off and demand Jordan make a jingle for the segment on the spot.
And well,
that's our show.
Oh. Hold on to that jingle, Jordan.
All right.
Jingle Jordan.
Wait, that was
jingle
fun to
Jordan,
say.
Jingle Bam. That's the holiday Jordan overlay.
Oh, man. I had a Santa hat.
So the forecast for Naples, Florida.
Nipples.
It's moist outside. Everyone hates the word moist. Moist.
I have a really shitty forecast for here. I want dirty words.
I have my fill of this app already.
Yours can be barren.
Barren? You don't even have bears here. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Just goofy-ass dogs at the Best Western.
I hate my dogs.
You got the Best Western?
I hate your dogs.
Do they listen to this?
Never mind.
If I had Josh's dog, I would hate it.
Throw its collar right over the fence.
No, show him.
Callback right there.
So Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
Listeners.
I don't want to hear it more.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. What's up with you guys giving out my real email address on the podcast? Assholes, I wasn't here.
Why are you guys, Jake?
Why did the two listeners email you? I'm sorry.
They're sweaty assholes.
No. Literally, everything you do is throw the gas lane.
It's true. But,
No,
I didn't get any sweaty assholes last
God.
Week.
Oh, what?
That's rude.
Listener has let us down.
Mm-hmm.
The listener has let us down.
If Jordan lives in the South, I would have thought he would have gotten at least one sweaty asshole.
That's true.
Excuse you.
Oh, that was the chair.
No, it's a sweaty asshole.
Jordan, I was listening to your
assholes aren't that dry.
Anniversary podcast today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't get through it.
That's all right. I didn't.
I didn't even try yet. I'll let you know later. But we love you.
My kid woke up.
Oh,
you're not wrong.
Couldn't get through it from external issues. That's what
you
I call my
calling
kids.
My child an issue?
That's what they call my kid.
That's the nicest thing I call my kids.
Yeah, we found that out recently.
Yeah. Wish you could come and hang out, but you have all those issues at the house.
I only have one issue, thank you.
Dream wreckers.
Whoa! It's a little harsh. Well, except for Josh's case.
We're living the dream right now, man.
Your mama's harsh.
What's better than this?
I'm in a nightmare.
Okay, guys, I feel like we're saying a lot of things.
I got this cool rose.
I don't know. I think Josh broke Annie or Jake broke Annie.
I don't know.
Get it together, man. It's
a sequence of things.
This is one thing right after another.
Just bam.
Bam. Bam. The bam.
Jingle bam.
One thing leads to another.
Hey, I found a paper shredder. Can I stick my finger in it?
Yeah. That would be great for Pod.
Yeah, it won't turn on.
Did you take it out to dinner and buy it wine first?
Buy it wine?
I was just going to say that's better than the stapler, but never mind.
Whew, I got a stapler in here.
Leave me alone.
Buy you 10 wine, girl.
Wait, where'd you get a stapler? Is that from your McDonald's interview?
You think you have staplers out of McDonald's now?
It comes with the number 4.
You need it.
Oh, I found the bondage tape.
Bondage tape.
Yeah.
Isn't technically all tape bondage tape?
Yeah. In some shape or form, yes.
Not Teflon tape. You'll slip right out of that shit.
Not from the inside.
Learn that the hard way.
You can't tape yourself on the inside.
That's no, but tape you warm. Can't slip out of the. Oh, you know what I mean. Shut up. Shut up. You understand me, and that's why you're laughing. So, no, so just stop.
Something.
Okay, I'm done. Like that.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's Josh.
Hey.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys.
That's Hi. Annie.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry, Annie, was it?
Hi, Annie.
Yeah, it's Annie. Okay.
Well, that's Jordan over there.
That's all you need to know.
Hey, Jordan.
Got this pod cart here.
Hey. Excellent pod cart.
Neat goddamn fidget spinner.
Oh, hey, Jake's over there too.
I have three.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's Shayna, right there.
Shayna.
Hey guys.
Right here.
Here.
Yeah, let's all point at Shayna.
Yeah.
That's working, Annie.
And that's Jake, right there.
Hey,
right.
In case anyone's wondering, we can now get Jordan's fingerprint. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
I can attach it to his email.
All right.
Are we legally allowed to say the word navigate?
Now that we're done fingering
each
other.
Yes, we can.
Are we, Jordan? Are we?
Hold on. Whoa. Okay, I'm done.
Whoops. Is he our legal guy?
No.
There were two very different conversations going on at the same time just now.
No. There's no legal guy, but it's okay. I will assure you. Continue.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Anyone you jump in and go, hey.
I thought we were talking some Disney.
Let's do this!
Double fist bump.
Wait, did you say let's do this?
She sure did.
Could you be let bump? Us do this? Wait, I said double
thus
fist bump.
Thus we shall do.
Oh, wait. Boom.
And so shall it you. Be.
Could
you? You know, someday we'll get this back.
Could we be any more confusing?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, John.
Well, I mean,
just try me.
I mean, the first thing on our list was the first thing on Jake's notes was what's the most ever. So,
and Jordan answered it already.
Oh,
so well done, Jordan.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, good job, Jordan.
No, hey guys.
Listen, I'm feeling a little bit of hostility coming from Annie.
You get used to it. It's fine.
You know what you did.
Yeah, that's just normal hostility. It's okay.
No. That's just her being genuine.
I don't mean to bring the show down or anything. Wow, everyone got really quiet. Now I feel awkward.
I was waiting for something.
Being respectful.
This episode marks the 1 year anniversary of the last time that Tim and Matt were on the show together.
Who?
Exactly. So that makes it the end of the beginning. And on to the new season.
What about better Tyson? Season.
Who?
Tyson's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, we don't speak ill of the dead, Annie.
Tyson? Did he get in like a machine, like Urkel, and become Tyson?
What? What the hell just happened?
That's a deep.
Yeah. Wow. That might be the first time that show has ever been mentioned on this show.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
I am. What was that?
What?
That was awfully droll. Are we talking Disney or not?
No, we were mourning the loss of Tim and Matt or something. I don't know. Or celebrating you guys showing up eventually. Well, I mean, Annie was here already, but.
Oh. Yeah.
So, hey, moving on to this list of rumors that I sent everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How about it?
Sure was a list.
It's kind of funny because I sent it to Jake.
Of all the... How dare you?
You just undermined him on his own podcast.
Why didn't you just send it to everybody then?
I was drunk at the time.
It was 8:30 in the morning. On a Saturday.
That's okay, Josh. On a Saturday, that's fine.
Friday.
Well, yeah.
Thursday.
Friday's fine too. Tuesday's good too.
Yeah, Thursday, whatever. Any day that ends in Y.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. We were all pair heads.
You're supposed to go at 8:30 in the morning?
Hey, Afghanistan's on a half-hour time zone.
Son of a bitch, is it really?
Yes, it was. It was so confusing.
It's a half hour. How confusing could it be?
Well, you got like 12.
I don't know. It feels really confusing to think about.
It's like, oh, it could be 30 minutes one way or the other. The answer was not on the ceiling.
Go into the future.
Rumors.
Crossing the street.
Rumors. Hey, yeah. So I didn't read the first opening paragraphs of this from this website we stole this from, but apparently there's rumors flying around of what's coming to Epcot in the 5 year or something something plan. Yeah, so we're gonna go through each of these one by one. First one being,
and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10.
No, 1 to 7.
1 to 4.5.
Oh, looking for Wonders of Pavilion to be number one. Wonders of Life
Hour. Just fucking
Wonders of Pavilion.
Yeah, wow, all the pavilions in one.
It's
so
it's pavilion about pavilion. Pavilion ride.
Wow, this looks exactly like a pavilion.
This is girders and cranes and stuff. Both construction and the birds. Because every pavilion needs a good crane. Shut up, Jake. Hey, first up on the rumor, the new entrance plaza. Which is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, the new old entrance plaza.
Taking out the tombstones, in quotes, and receiving a new entry area to bring it to the 21st century.
Will they really do that? What will they do with them?
They'll just copy California Adventure's entrance area.
No, but I mean, she said, what are they going to do with the tombstones? Like, what do you do with all of those little things people paid for?
They're not going to just get rid of them.
What time I found NSYNC on those?
I saw NSYNC.
What if they take all the little plates with all the people's pictures and they use it to pave the entrance to Epcot?
So
kind of like kind of like at Magic Kingdom, where you could have the little stones engraved. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you walk through and it's, you know, people's wedding dates or birthdays or whatever. What if they use that and they make it on the ground and they put the little twinkly, you know,
fiber
the twinkly
optics?
Yeah, that thing. Thank you.
In their eyes.
Bioluminescence.
Ooh, that's a hot ticket item right now.
But wouldn't that be awesome,
I have
though?
A brick outside my old high school. If any listeners, go there.
I got a brick right
yes,
here.
Yes, it is my brick.
We don't want to see your brick, Jake. Put it away. But no, I'm saying,
oh my God, Jake.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, if they had these blocks with the people's faces and the little twinkly lights around them and make this big, gigantic, twinkly memorial walk going
but how could they fit them all on the ground?
I don't know, Annie. I'm not answering questions. I'm making suggestions.
It's a really big ground.
Said it. Well, a question well, you?
Jake, two questions here.
Yeah.
Why do you have a tiny outoban?
Why not?
Why is it gold?
It's special.
Oh. Well, what if we take those granite slabs and
tiny,
see if throw them in Bay Lake and see if they float?
What? Bay Lake is
which is
4 miles away.
And then you can make little teeny tiny like party there barges on Bay Lake. You could strap a couple of them together. And make a little teeny
load
tiny party barges. I've got a lot of ideas, guys. I'm ready.
My concern is, how deep in the ground do these big granite monolith things go?
Well, you know, on like Easter
they
Island,
just
set
them
those.
Just
yeah,
sitting on
over.
Top. Just push him over like dominoes.
Nobody's
spaceship Earth off.
We don't know.
Knocks spaceship
yeah,
Earth off his mouth, and that just goes rolling down the middle of the freaking thing,
and knock over like Slinky roller coaster, and
it's
like,
really
ruin
the...
like 17 parks.
That's the world's largest Goldberg machine.
He would end up on iDrive. Knock over Volcano Bay. No big deal.
Today.
NBD.
The fun is catching its mousetrap.
You catching that gigantic cat at the end.
Mousetrap.
Fuck mousetrap.
The part where it launches you into the World Showcase Lagoon is fun. Or a bathtub. I don't know. Josh, stop moving.
I'm not going to say what I'm saying.
Trying to.
So that's the first rumor. Giant Rube Goldberg machine made out of the monolith.
The first rumor.
The next rumor is a spaceship Earth update.
Well, we just covered that. We're good. Moving on.
The next rumor.
It's on iDrive. Done.
Interventions Plaza area overhaul.
I like this rumor.
Josh, you want to read it?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, they destroy Interventions East and West.
East side? West side?
What about North and South?
I have
No, they're already fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have something.
It's an Epcot Civil War.
Mm-hmm. That all happen.
I love that movie.
What happens to the World Showcase during a World War?
We should find out.
Soccer games or something, and you root for your side.
Give it a few months, we'll find out.
No, guys, I think one.
No, there's no Russia pavilion, so it's okay.
A world war?
Yeah.
Ow.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be pretty easy to
do.
Do
you have to assassinate to start a world war around here?
One guy, but you have to try twice.
Yes.
Only twice?
Yeah.
Goes by the name of...
Did he have to be a silver bullet?
Ferdinand.
Comma
the bull.
Bull.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, I have serious concerns with this.
With shooting a bull?
With
why?
The war?
No, with... with Interventions, I have serious concerns.
Isn't Interventions kind of like...
Look, I read what you sent me, and I thought about it, and I made notes, and I have concerns, and you're laughing at me.
I'm not...
Jacob?
Don't!
Jacob is laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you!
You're in trouble.
You started it!
Okay, but here's the thing. It says... demolition of the existing Interventions East and West and a new plaza built behind Spaceship Earth will offer an easier access to the rest of future world.
What is behind?
How?
Like, what's considered just, behind
space? Okay, all right, just, you can't raise your hand yet. Just wait. That's what my question didn't is. Call on you.
Did I just get teacher?
What is behind Spaceship Earth besides the fountain? What are they going to take down or make different to make it easier to go to World Showcase? That doesn't make any sense to me. And that has bothered me all day long.
Wait, to make it easier to go to World Showcase? The answer is obvious.
No, because it says a new plaza behind Spaceship Earth will offer easier access to the rest of Future World. How the fuck hard is it to go to Future World? What do you have to build to make it easier?
No, she's got a point.
That makes me so angry.
Like, right now there's literally nothing in the way.
It's hard to walk around the fountain. This is the dumbest shit I've ever read in my life. I'm sorry.
The fountain's in the back. You don't even have to walk around it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Like,
wait, you're not supposed to walk through it? If you walk through it? You're supposed to walk through it, right?
And then the article continued to say, here's hoping that the Fountain of Nations and Club Cool still remains. They're not in your way. They're not in your way. What the hell? Okay, I'm done. They're not in your way. That made me mad.
I can see that.
I made silence. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm processing.
I just want to make sure you were actually done. Okay.
No, I'm done. That part was like, it was stupid. And who are these people? Can I tweet them? Anyways, yes. Okay, continue.
Yes.
Well, I mean, something on my list from the main topic now.
There's nothing in Inventions right now, right?
Wait, what, Jordan?
There's the only thing that's in Inventions right now is just the meet and greet, right?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm okay with them getting rid of that and putting in a restaurant.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, Jordan, but my point is they're saying they're going to build a new plaza behind Spaceship Earth to make it easier to go to World Showcase. That's stupid.
I wonder if it's not necessarily – I don't think it's going to be a building. I think it's going to be a lot of outdoorsy decoration type stuff.
I get it.
Like,
but it's not going to make it easier to get anywhere. It may make it prettier. It may make it more enjoyable. It's not going to make it easier.
I feel like it might have some kind of, like, traffic flow.
So this is an adjective issue. Like new signage
for, hey, the land this way, or test track over here. So...
Yeah, but if you're so stupid, you need... Okay, I'm done.
No, I feel like people do get confused. But they shouldn't.
You walk through Epcot and you get to the water.
You've gone too far.
And you go this way to go to a country, or you go this way to go to a country, and you end up in the same spot.
But we...
Okay, I'm sorry.
We know that so often. I feel a lot of first-timers might not...
That's why they make park maps. Damn it. Okay, done.
Yeah, doesn't the new...
You have to run.
Doesn't the new app run to get a fast pass. Step-by-step directions, too?
Like, yeah, it does. Like, turn-by-turn directions.
Go in.
Step one, go through this new fancy plaza that you didn't need before. Step two, still go left or right. Good luck with your life.
They're probably just going to build a gift shop.
Hopefully it'll smell like shit like Mouse Gears.
Maybe, no, Mouse Gears smells good now. Club Cool is the new place that smells awful.
Oh, that's always smelled awful.
It smelled fine where it was like 30 degrees. It seems like wherever I go,
it smells awful. So.
Annie, that... Never mind.
Well done.
I feel like... I, whatever. I don't care about interventions because it's nowhere near what it was. So I don't care what they put in.
Was it ever?
Like, well, wasn't it, I really missed really the House of Next Tuesday.
let's put that in there. I don't know. Like, I feel whenever I first went back in 94, it was still kind of futuristic-y and like technology driven. And somewhere along the lines between my first revisit back in 2010, it went from like future technology to
video game station.
Yeah, is that even what it was? Like, I
cannot figure out why they don't put any of their Disney research stuff in there, because they do the coolest stuff.
Yeah, like the little beachcomber.
I think it would be pretty cool.
They made like a plant that reacts to touch. They do all kinds of. They just do all this cool, weird stuff, and you never ever hear about it. Like, why would you not put it in there?
Yeah, you could have a lot of cool interactive stuff.
I think didn't have interactive stuff in there, I think it would be at least a good spot for a museum type exhibit of the research and stuff that they're doing. Like maybe a couple iPad type size screens where you can stand under a dome and you can hear what the audio of, like, oh, here at Disney we're doing this, and we're doing, you know, this is what we do with audio animatronics, or this is what we do with technology and using the land, or this is what we do with I don't know.
This is how I launch jets off aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
Well, then you can still even use that and show, you know, what they had in the past. Like, this is what Body Wars looked like. This is what the original Interventions was. Make it interactive.
They won't do that.
Would it be a historiography of Interventions? This is what it used to be. This is what it was. This is what it is now.
The fanboys will just wander around in there ranting.
Hey, guys.
Josh.
Hanging in the plaza.
Annie, that is not what a jet sounds like.
How long ago was that?
You know what? She's good at animal sounds, not mechanical sounds. Don't judge.
Josh, stop moving!
I'm sorry.
Dead on.
Josh's chair sounds like a jet.
No, it doesn't.
Broken jet.
It does. Like,
your mom sounds like a jet.
That's true.
Yeah.
On occasion.
All right. So the next one, Guardians of the Galaxy / Tron replacing the universe of energy.
Energy.
Only if it has an energy theme still. I mean, we got power stones, power gloves.
It's not going to be all IP.
Nintendo Power Glove.
I love the Power Glove.
It's like one of those
things
so
bad.
Where I'm like, it's stupid. They wouldn't do that.
No, they
would. Like, watch me.
So I am really hard pressed to. Like, I feel like I'm apathetic about this one because I still have yet to ride the Universe of Energy.
Shut up, Jordan.
I've never been on a hot day when you want to take.
Never
a
been on it, and
I've never been awake.
I don't go on hot days anymore.
But I don't like. I kind of. If I never ride it, I kind of don't care. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Stupid Judy.
That's a line from the ride.
It's so good.
And to be honest with you, if anything can get me an awesome rocket audio animatronic, like the one that they have in Disneyland, I will take it.
I just hope that the Guardians ride.
So weird.
Yeah, I hope that there's a Guardians ride. You're still on the slow, freaking huge ride vehicles in Energy Adventure, so I can take a nap.
And it has the same plot and everything. They just replaced the animatronic with the rocket animatronic.
They replaced Bill and Ellen with Rocket and Groot.
Yeah. Wait, no. That's an award-winning idea right there.
It's going to be I Am Groot. And then Rocket's going to be like Stupid Groot.
Stupid Grooty.
Stupid Grooty.
It really was. A new low.
Did it raise that bar or lower that bar? Whatever. Yeah.
Just leave the bar alone.
The bar's gone. It's...
We don't have a bar.
No.
But what about the Tron rumor, too?
Well, wasn't the Tron rumor supposed to be for Magic Kingdom?
That's what this thing supposedly says. Because if it's going to be that light cycle power run, that doesn't... Especially when three doors over, you have practically a Tron ride.
Wasn't it supposed to be a Tron ride, but then they kind of pulled that idea at the last minute and just worked with what they had?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want, like, I feel like I
it
read
it. It would
something.
Make sense because it is very Tron-y.
They should just make it Cars 3 at this point.
Meh.
Yeah. It's my for now.
It looks the same. If you're going to put in Guardians of the Galaxy, then just make it Cars. Give me an effing break with this.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a valid point there.
But.
Radiator Springs test track.
Well, no.
Exactly. It's going to be the testing facility in Florida. It's
Deltometer.
Yeah, you can still have it.
6 miles an hour.
Life's the beach and then you drive. I stole that from Jordan's podcast.
I'll tell Ryan that you listened.
Anyway. Wow, we've really made it now.
He'll be like, excuse me, who?
Nobody will be your reply.
It's fine.
Don't worry
about it. Ryan. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, well, the rumors for the Tron coaster were supposedly that the Speedway was going away.
Wait, what Speedway?
The
Tomorrowland. Oh, Tomorrowland. Speedway. Yeah.
Oh, good. The one ride at the Magic Kingdom I've never been on. Because
never. They should just not change it, but make it little Tron cars.
Make it Tron cycles.
That'd be awesome.
They'll call them Tron cars.
Jake's head would implode.
Piss everybody off.
Why would my head? Yeah,
it's harder, Tron cars.
These computer run cars smell a lot like gasoline.
I mean, but for real, that would make sense for Tomorrowland, but the nostalgia of Tomorrowland Speedway would make me sad.
They should make a freaking Candy Crush. Wow,
somebody has nostalgia for Tomorrowland Speedway.
Or a Sugar Rush.
I do. Hello.
Wow.
No,
you just heard me.
Let's just make it Angry Birds.
I was shocked.
Oh, God.
No, that's what we're going to do with Stitch. We're making Stitch Angry Birds.
All right.
Do we move to the main topic?
Ugh.
Yeah. Guys, I was just breezing through the list, and we've gotten to like 3 of them out of 40.
Should I fall asleep?
Okay, well, yeah, the Mission Space. Who cares?
Yeah.
Inside Out, replacing Imagination. I said this like a couple months ago.
I feel like I remember you saying
that. It's been a rumor for a while.
Oh.
Josh made it up.
Actually.
I was trying to start a rumor. Yes.
So I feel like if you're going to take out Figment for Inside Out, then I want Figment in other parts of the park. Like, I want Figment to be your guide through Epcot.
But this
that's a good idea. I like that.
It is, but I don't think they'll do that. I feel like if they're going to get rid of Figment, they're just going to, like, kick him to the curb, and I'm going to be sad.
That's a cool idea.
I tried that
idea.
Once already.
Yeah, well, Figment, isn't he, like, Epcot's mascot anyway?
Yeah.
So
master.
He runs master. The park.
Did you say mascot or ascot?
Yeah, it's Epcot. His ascot.
Both.
I want a Figment mascot ascot.
No, it's Epcot.
Coxswain.
It's Epcot's ascot.
What'd you call Epcot?
It's got a nice ascot.
Hmm.
I don't know, I've said ascot too many times. It lost its meaning.
You know, I enjoyed Inside Out. I'm not opposed to it getting an attraction. I feel like I barely remember the original Figment attraction, and I don't really care much for the journey to an Imagination. So, I don't know. I feel like middle of the road on this one.
Journey to Imagination needs more Python.
I agree.
Just more journey.
Okay, So here's my idea, right?
Yes.
Because
a Monty Python Field Journey cover band.
I love Inside Out, but I also love Figment. I feel like it would be super cool if they could do an attraction where Figment and Bing Bong paired up together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Somebody punch Jake.
You got this.
It was a good idea, Jake. F you.
I like Figment mascot idea. That's solid.
Well, they said they're probably going to keep Figment. So I
don't believe it.
Yeah, they'll be Figment. Well, Figment
but
was in the movie.
They did a survey.
Yeah, he was in the movie, like, in a teeny tiny picture.
But now he's at Disneyland, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's
in the
food and wine mascot.
Yeah.
He's part of the collection.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Next
okay,
up.
What's next?
The Land Reimagining. Jinx.
Well, what they can fucking reimagine it as.
So it doesn't look like a mall food court anymore?
But that was the reimagined version.
They're just going to tear down the land and put up shitty apartments.
No, it's going to be a parking lot.
Oh, it's like real life.
It's paradise.
Put up a parking lot.
So the Seas with Nemo and Friends becomes the Marine Life Institute. I'm actually totally on board with this one.
Yeah, I called that one. Cool. But it was
they can
rubble,
move
rubble,
the
rubble,
Sigourney
rubble.
Weaver
hold on,
animatronic.
I think Sigourney Weaver needs to narrate the entire walking tour or self-guided walking tour.
Yeah.
Hold on
absolutely.
A second.
Absolutely.
Why the hell is there an alien scene in a Disney attraction? Why?
Don't
bother anyone else.
Because,
it's
going to work out that they'll have a Sigourney
it's a great
Weaver
scene.
Animatronic when they need one more than ever.
But the Xenomorph has to go with her.
They'll just keep it with no Sigourney until they finally shut the thing down.
But I just want the Hydrolators to come back.
No, you don't!
I kind of do.
How dare you?
I want more mollusks.
You'll kill everybody.
More mollusks?
Why? Yeah. Why? Because they look cool.
That would be a punk song called I Want More Mollusks.
Is
this a Ramone song?
The Unseen Tears of the Albacore.
I believe so.
Pretty sure it was a Ramone song.
Clams have feelings too.
Give me more mollusk.
I am naming real songs here.
I know you are.
Shut up, Jake.
They're great songs.
Clams have feelings, too.
Actually, they don't have central nervousness.
Nervousness?
It's the song. I didn't write it. Hey, coming up next, here's something that's been on the rumor sheet since 1989.
More rides?
New World Showcase Pavilion. Perpetual rumors.
Is it Russia?
Puerto Rico.
Don't do that. They'll start a world war.
Actually, did you hear Josh Taylor's last episode of The World That Never Was? Because he talks about potential, or the idea of Disney having a potential Russian pavilion. It was like in the idea. It was in like early stages of maybe being a possibility, but we were still in the Cold War, so it was not in the stages of being a possibility.
Except for that one.
Oh, is that the world that never was or whatever?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there an echo in
there? Let me listen to that one.
It's really good.
I'm halfway through the current episode, and it's probably one of the better ones, one of the best ones. They're all great, but this one so far is one of my favorites. Well, they were talking originally they were thinking about doing an Israel pavilion. That got scrapped. That would be awesome.
The Morocco pavilion didn't like it a bit.
No, it did not. But then they've been talking about this potential Puerto Rico rebellion. What in the world is going on in Shannon Square?
She's been here for like 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's a puppy.
I'm puppy sitting for a moment.
I wonder if it's so bad.
I thought it was my puppy at
first. What do you call that thing? Animal?
Blackie.
Say hi, Yuki.
That Yuki? Was racist.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was.
She's been here for a long time.
Jake's dog's name is Snowy, and it's black.
Yeah, that's...
Well, her name is Yuki. That's Japanese for snow, or snowball.
Why do I have the same pet as all of you?
Sweet color.
Continue. She's been here. Keep going.
But they've been talking about the Puerto Rico pavilion for a while now. And then Puerto this is the first Rico. I've heard of a potential Brazilian pavilion.
A what?
Now, a Brazilian pavilion?
Great. So they can wave more flags and yell
hold
more
on.
And wear Brazilian more yellow t-shirts.
Pavilion? You get waxed.
Is that like a Dalmatian plantation?
Really, Annie?
that's where I was going.
Will they have a carnival celebration?
But here's the deal. Like, isn't kinda... Brazil like, not very wealthy except for Rio de Janeiro? And then, like, that's it. Like, yeah, the rest of Brazil can just kind of like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty much.
I mean, I guess
I feel like a lot of countries that are like...
It's full of cocaine and hookers.
But I also can understand why they would go with Brazil, yeah. Just because it's popular amongst the culture there. So, I mean, I could see it, but...
What about España? Isn't that the biggest rumor?
I would love...
I thought that was the popular pavilion. Pick right now.
I'll take a Spain pavilion any day of the week.
They're very popular. The
even
food.
Sunday?
Especially on Sunday.
What are you, Chick-fil-A?
Nice.
But where would it go in World Showcase, though?
Next to Japan.
Maybe? Which next to Japan?
I don't know. I just threw something out there because no one else was answering. I panicked.
Take out Africa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, you can't take anything out, but no, Africa is the one that can go. We have an Africa. We have a better Africa. That's it's in a not
even,
park.
But that's not even a pavilion. That's just like a Coke store.
It's like a cross-through
outpost. I'm pretty
it's like,
sure
there's some drums
there,
and a bridge.
Pretty sure they just sell soft drinks.
Yeah, drums and a bridge.
The drums and bridge pavilion.
What's next?
Next is the really depressing one.
You know what? I'm oddly on board with this one.
I'm not. I'll tell you why.
All right. You tell me why you're not, and I'll tell you why I am.
All right. First of all, let's see what it is.
It is the Coco replacing the Grand Fiesta.
I know. Bullshit. I won't talk about this.
Because, first of all,
Grand Fiesta Tour, now with less acid.
Well, that's not fun at all.
See, why would you want that?
That's a step backwards. That's lowering the bar again.
This movie looks like it's going to be amazing.
True.
But you cannot do that to Grand Fiesta Tour.
Also I think true. You can.
Thank you. No. Jake and I agree. Everybody mark this day down.
Everyone agrees except Jordan.
No, like I'm
everyone
I'm
on, write it down.
First of all,
I'm incredibly on board with this one.
Free
so ahead,
is one of
down.
The greatest movies of all time.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll agree.
And that's pretty much okay. I could go into more if you want me to.
Go for it.
Okay, you can't have a popular ride in there because there's no. It's not set up for one. You throw in a popular ride to the popular movie, you're gonna have a queue going through the entire inside of that pavilion.
And then you're gonna screw the ambiance of the pavilion, which is why people go there.
They have to do the Rotten Tomatoes guesses for Coco.
That's true. Wow. No, I just like that pavilion is not where that ride is not set up for a popular ride, and I don't want them to change anything to set it up for a popular ride.
Yes, thank you. It needs to be the same.
It's effing perfect.
So, all right, here's the deal: the current Grand Fiesta Tour isn't the original video anyway.
Correct.
I personally, as much as I love Three Caballeros and the Grand Fiesta Tour, and I have yet to see the animatronics, I feel like it's just incredibly shoehorned, where it's the three guys just, where Donald, is it, are they chasing Donald or is Donald chasing them? It's Donald.
They're chasing Donald.
Isn't that the question?
They had a big concert that night.
And like, that's it though. It's like, oh, you turn this corner, here's a video of them chasing Donald. Oh, it's in a city. And then you turn another corner, it's like, oh, they're still chasing Donald. It's on some cliffs this time. So it, the reason, but like,
they're chasing the pretty girls.
But I don't feel like when I'm on that ride, I don't really feel any kind of cultural experience. I think with Coco, why I think this is a good idea, because Coco is specifically, why is Annie laughing so hard?
No reason, just keep going.
Okay, fair enough. With Coco, like the entire thing revolves around Dia de los Muertos, which is a very important part of Mexican culture. So I feel that the idea with Coco going in that boat ride will add a good cultural significance within the pavilion itself on a very important holiday for that culture. However, and they already sell the sugar skulls in there. So I don't understand why there's not Dia de los Muertos isn't more of a presence in
Oh, sorry. Finish that sentence.
No, I just don't understand why it doesn't already have a bigger presence in the Mexico Pavilion.
It has that whole one scene in the ride. But my argument for that is, do we lose half the people? What happened?
I don't know. I think Annie's still laughing about something from 10 minutes ago.
No, so the Three Caballeros, though, the movie, it's essentially a cultural tour of, well, once you get to that part of the movie, right, Mexico. Well,
yeah, but here's the deal. Like, that was a propaganda film. Like, that was
absolutely
made,
that was a goodwill that mission.
That was made specifically to get South America, anybody south of the border on our side during World War II.
Anything south of San Diego.
We can't even get started on that.
I wrote a paper on it.
I'm sure you did.
Want to go? I did. It was my senior thesis. I don't see why. I would actually be on board with this. I would be upset that I don't get to see Three Caballeros, but I feel that Dia de los Muertos is more culturally significant.
You haven't even seen the movie yet. I feel like Josh and Annie just had a little meeting and came back because they were gone and now they're back at the same time.
No,
we started our own podcast.
What were you guys talking about? Because now
with
I'm
cocaine
curious.
And hookers.
The mini mutineers.
Mm-hmm. The mini mutineers. Now, Josh, Josh, damn it. Jordan, I get
don't
what you're
take
saying.
My name in vain.
Close though.
Gosh damn it.
I haven't seen the film Coco yet, but I feel like what the subject matter is about is a lot more culturally significant than what
it is. But my point is, you don't know what this movie is going to be about. Like, I'm excited to see it too.
I know it's going to be about Dia de los Muertos.
I just want the dude in the TV trying to sell me shit.
Josh.
That's the best part of that ride. They took it out. No.
I think they should
on the river
add
of death.
More Three Caballeros.
And they did.
No, add the cookie lady.
I mean, this is...
Oh, yeah. Again, and the pencil teeth guy.
Just all speculation.
Like, dick
so,
it out.
I mean, I who knows? The movie could come out, and I could absolutely hate it, and I'll be like, "Yeah, let's not put a ride in there at all. Let's keep Three Caballeros." Like, I could easily change my mind between now and October or November when it comes out. But
they have Dave the Dead stuff in there, for what it's worth.
Yeah, the dancing skeletons on the bridge.
Right.
In the pavilion too.
I bought a skull from there. I have one.
Yeah, you can't take out the running fireworks guy. Or does he stay?
Just let it sit.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. That thing's a national treasure.
We'll see.
I don't know I would
wager that if Coco is a big hit and if they decide to transform the Grand Fiesta Tour into a Coco-based ride, then they would probably, in order to help with the queue, move. What's that little side? That little side store with the jewelry that's next to the queue? I have a feeling they would probably. Good job. Like, I have a feeling that they would probably relocate that and then repurpose all that for more queue.
Fair enough.
I mean, they could run it outside right there too, couldn't they?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. But they're also building that whatchamacallit right next to it, the cantina outside to left of the pavilion.
The tequila cantina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally have something to say about this. I could talk for like an hour.
That was real loud.
I have all the feelings for this.
If I do it fast, would that be better?
No, but burn the chair, that would be better.
I'm not so much opposed to putting new stuff in Epcot, but I would be more upset if they changed certain historical aspects of the park, like the architecture. Like if somebody came up and said, "We're remodeling the entire monorail drop-off zone," like I would be angry at that because I think that is very specific architecture to Epcot. Like, I would have an issue with that. But, like, changing an IP or changing a ride to a newer IP, I feel like I'm a little bit more lenient with stuff like that.
I don't know. I just I don't like the shift away from edutainment.
Yeah, honestly. I feel like it's done.
Why would it have to be a shift away from edutainment, though? Like, I feel if...
That's what they're doing.
Speculation. Yeah, but we don't know because we haven't seen what this stuff will be. Like, there's still a plenty of room for edutainment.
Maybe not the
Marvel stuff.
Does the Frozen ride say shit about Norway, though?
No, it does not, because it's a fake fucking country. Sorry.
Well, Norway's real, Shayna.
Norway's real.
That's just an internet rumor.
So racist.
But that was incredibly... I feel like that, the Frozen ride, is a very... what's the word I want to use?
Extreme.
Fucking stupid.
Maybe extreme.
Example.
Whoa. I feel like that is a specific case where Disney had to jump on doing something with the property in the park, and they jumped the first thing they could do. They were like, this. And then I feel like people reacted well to it and some people didn't react well to it. And I would like to think that Disney is taking at least the constructive criticism and be like, okay, well, what was the idea of Epcot? What did we miss on this mark? And like, obviously we missed educating about Norway, even though, you know, they're in this fictitious land of Arendelle. But I think, like, you know, Coco will actually take place in Mexico.
Well, I mean, so, the issue people have with it is that it's IP, not that it's whether it's edutainment or not. I think that's what the real issue is here, right?
But I don't understand. Like, I don't mind. I feel like, again, I feel like I'm a little bit more lean on that because Three Caballeros is an IP. The other, but...
Guys? What? Why are we talking about internet protocols?
What? Damn it!
Damn it! But I mean,
it's kind of like with Avatar Land, where you're kind of like, well, it's gonna happen one way or the other, so let's just hope that they do it well at this point.
Right, but I mean, Three Caballeros is an IP, so I don't.
The best one too.
Well, okay, but that's the one example of everything. That's the only one that's. And it's not like it's a big draw.
Guys, this is going to tear us apart.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to fight over the Mexico pavilion with you guys. I love you too much.
All right, so let's move on to China.
All right, so Jordan's wrong. Moving on.
Nope, I am not.
Wait, hold on.
It's going to be
It's going to be the coolest refurb, and then you guys are all going to...
Refurb?
Yep. They're taking out my favorite movie. How am I going to... I mean, I'll probably be fine with it eventually, but not at first.
Ah, shit. They're adding Eddie Murphy to China?
I hope so.
Hold on.
Because when I think of China...
Guys, on the subject of Coco, real quick. Rotten Tomatoes game. We need Jordan's guess and Shayna's guess.
What was everybody else's guess?
Wait, don't worry. About it.
Wait, Rotten Tomatoes for what?
Coco, for a movie that comes out in 5 months. We figured we'd jump on real soon.
It makes you writer.
I mean, I'm gonna be real. I'm excited for it. I'm gonna go with an 8.
8? Out of 100?
Oh, the wrong shit. Side. I was thinking out of 10. Shut up.
No, 8. Okay. You get 8. I'm putting 8.
You are locked in at 8.
I think
I just want to give up tonight. Okay, but I'm done. Bye.
No, really, what's your score? Jordan, what's your guess?
85.
Okay. Shayna?
80.
Wait. Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
I'm gonna win.
Can I do that?
Annie, do you remember your guess?
79, wasn't it?
Nope.
76.
Yes.
What was
mine? Trombones. Yes.
You had that second digit upside down.
What was that 85?
That didn't happen.
Did you just make a sports reference?
What did I guess?
Right.
Trombones.
Oh, right. Oh. That's a sport, right?
Is that sports to you?
If it's burning calories, it's sports.
Trombones is burning calories.
Hey, we got our episode title. That's awesome.
I mean, it could always be a rusty trombone, I guess.
No.
What's that?
You'll have to look it up yourself.
Describe it to me.
Using little words.
Did you say private me?
All right, next up on the rumor
list. Private.
We are obviously not getting to the main topic this week.
Yeah, let's save it for next week.
It's late.
So, Mulan-related film for China, moving on. Whoa. Holy shit, Annie.
Holy shit. Wow, it's 9:30 already?
Yeah, so there's Ratatouille in France.
Which makes sense because it's from France.
I'm okay with that if they do it well. I'm good
with this one. Something for the UK, Germany, and Japan pavilions. That's it, just something.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on.
What?
You don't want Coco to go into the Mexico pavilion, but you're okay with Ratatouille going in the France pavilion?
Well, that's not replacing my favorite movie!
You didn't let me, say my opinions.
I thought we all said them my once. Opinions.
We could do it again.
Yeah, we could do it again.
You're thinking of what?
Because Jordan said... Never mind. Keep going.
What did I say?
This show's over.
Way to go, Jordan. Just bring down the whole show.
Yeah.
This show's over.
Shayna, what's your opinion on what? I don't even know what topic you're opinioning.
Well, no, because
Ratatouille.
Keep going.
Well, didn't they supposedly draw up the plans for the zoning and whatnot?
Yeah, they filed for the zoning.
Which I feel like filing permits is just a way to say, hey, look, guys.
We're already going to do this. Here it is. It's legal.
Yeah, but last time we got rumors of them filing permits, we got a gondola system going in.
Is that going in?
Thought it was confirmed.
Yeah, it should be happening soon.
And then followed by driverless cars.
Ooh.
What about carless drivers?
No, we need those.
Wait,
so we got hitchhikers now.
We could be really good at that, guys.
Something for the UK, Germany, and Japan pavilions.
Well, Germany has a ride building.
So does Japan.
supposed to be a boat ride along the Rhine, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah, there's like doors. Oh, so we could move the three caballeros
down there.
Just move to Germany?
I mean, yeah. It's not like the Germans didn't move to South America after World War II.
They could go on vacation.
That would be so weird.
This is the Bavarian Deck Brothers.
I can't get behind this. I just can't.
I've been saying for years I want a kaiju ride in the Japan Pavilion.
The stupid what? Canadian bald kid?
Like
that's Caillou.
Like the kaiju scene in Crank 2?
He does, and he's an asshole.
Can we just have the kaiju scene in Crank 2 in the Japan Pavilion?
Who the hell wants
we can't
Crank
do
2?
Any of this.
I just saw that clip on the interwebs today.
I've never seen Crank 1.
Yeah, or Crank 2.
Do you have to see Crank 1 to follow the story of Crank 2?
Gotta get cranked. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Funny thing is, that's one of those movies that you don't have to change the name for the porn version.
You just change the number 2 to T-O-O.
Cranked. Yeah, that's enough.
All right, last boomer. Is a new nighttime spectacular to replace Illuminations.
And now I'm sad.
Yeah, I feel like so many of these rumors have been around for so long.
Yeah, that was
none of it is.
They're just rehashing all of it. I hate my chair.
What is that sound? Does anyone else hear that?
Is that in my house?
You hear it too?
Okay.
Someone's tea is done. Apparently it's Andy.
Fries are done.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. What is that?
I gotta run.
So anyway, I like Illuminations. Like when they announced the replacement of Wishes, I was like, yeah, F Wishes. It was never my favorite. But Illuminations is my favorite. What?
That is good.
What was it?
Drink. It was the cap of my drink was slightly off and it started coming out.
I've had that happen.
I was like, what is that? It's here all along. Right in my
Everybody
lap.
Everybody heard it.
That's how I fart.
I'm snorting crap.
Squeezing too hard.
Yeah, Jordan, you're making it worse.
Just loosen up a bit. It's fine.
That was so weird.
No, guys.
I think that's our show. Or did anyone else have anything to say about Illuminations? That's Josh farts.
I need a new chair.
Sure, Josh, the chair. Can you just get a stationary chair like normal people?
I'm not going to write on it.
Stationary. I feel like you don't know what stationary is.
Mother.
Okay.
Taylor, did you just make a stationary joke?
No. No.
Lisa Frank stationery.
Love her.
Ma.
Josh, are you okay?
Yeah, I just think of that blind girl. I'm Frank.
I don't.
Oh, good God.
I don't
Look
think
at
that's
the both
right.
of them. Look at the both of them. This is terrible. Get yourselves together and be polite. That was terrible.
Be polite.
You both should apologize.
You're as blind as Anne Frank.
You both should apologize.
He had full vision.
Stop it. It's not that funny.
Okay, so that's our show.
You're as blind as somebody you can see perfectly.
It's Everybody looks. All right, yeah, that's our show. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to us run down a list of rumors and things that we may or may not like to happen in the Mexico Pavilion. not let you forget about that. Yeah, you've been listening to us, and I'm...
And we're sorry.
Are we?
I'm not.
No, how sorry are we if we keep...
We'll apologize profusely next week.
Okay, good idea.
Josh will. I stand by it every week. Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Jordan. That's Andy. That's Shayna. As always.
Josh's chair says, fuck you.
It's turning into like a giant malamute or something.
Oh. Oh, that explains a lot, actually.
I know, I've said Ascot too many times. It lost its meaning.